The Crosses of Remembrance returned to South Delta last week as 41 crosses were installed by South Delta Secondary School Interact Club members in the field near the South Delta Recreation Center on 56th Street in Sawah Sen. Each cross bears the name of a Delta veteran who died in the First and Second World Wars, the Second South African, Boer, War and Afghanistan. These crosses represent the many heroic lives that were sacrificed in the process of protecting our country and providing peace for the future generations, said Interact co-chair Amy Young. Seeing them standing across the field, glistening under the sun, we once again commemorate the fallen soldiers and honor the veterans for their immense bravery and selflessness. Moreover, we feel deeply grateful and indebted for the conditions that we live in now, a safe community full of wonderful people. Co-chair Eileen Kai echoed similar gratitude for the meaningful project. On behalf of the South Delta Secondary Interact Club, we feel deeply grateful to collaborate with the Sawah Sen Rotary Club in setting up these crosses each year, said Kai. It can sometimes be easy to overlook our good fortune in living securely in Canada. Therefore, this act of placing the crosses grants us, as students, an important opportunity to commemorate and reflect on the countless sacrifices made for our peace and freedom. It holds special significance for us to unite in upholding such traditions. Rick Lawal, Rotary Club of Sawah Sen's Interact liaison and longtime champion of the Interact program, was supporting the installation and said he is inspired by the students' energy for making a difference in their school and their community. This year's group of young leaders are bringing tremendous energy and truly embody the motto "Service above self," he added.